Hi, my name is John Kim. I'm a therapist who went through his own rebirth many years ago, and I've been documenting my journey ever since, sharing my life lessons and revelations. I believe in casual over clinical, with you instead of at you. I come unrehearsed on purpose because self-help doesn't have to be so complicated. Okay, I want to apologize in advance for the sound quality of this episode. Not what you're listening to now, because hopefully this sounds decent, but what you're about to hear is going to sound like a bunch of tiny people inside a soda can talking from a distance. Let me explain. So my birthday was this weekend, and I thought it would be fun to play past John's phone, recording audio, and each person can share some revelations or life lessons or who they think their doppelbanger is, and you will learn what that is when you listen. And the recording actually came out great using the phone, but then I recorded it on an app, and I couldn't figure out how to download it from the app. It wouldn't allow me, and I did try for hours, so I don't want you to think that I'm being lazy. Ultimately, I had to play it from my phone into a microphone, and so that's why the sound sounds so bad and sounds like a little people talking from inside an empty soda can. Anyway, I hope you enjoy it. This episode is called Pass My Phone, and I didn't want to scrap it because it was a great time capsule, a great slice of life, and if anything, I believe you will be entertained. Hopefully it will be much deeper than that, and I believe you will get something out of it. All right, here, enjoy Pass John's Phone.
Would you like a video? All right, I have an idea how to time capsule this weekend. So I'm going to pass my phone around. I'm going to pass my phone around, and then you can step outside. You're not doing it in front of us. Okay. Step outside. Give us your name, how you know me, okay. Right? And then maybe like one life revelation, one thing that you want to share, a pro-life tip or anything, and then yes. And then we're gonna edit this. We're gonna then edit this, and then it'll be an episode on my pod. Okay, so it'll actually be saved. It'll be saved as a. All right, who wants to go first? All right, Roxanne, you want to go first? What were you saying? Wait, what were you saying about the doppelbanger? You that could be. So yeah, describe if you could do that. Or you could say a joke, but the joke better be really fucking funny.
Right, because it's so, podcast.
Well, I mean, you know, a revelation helping someone, that's more, if it's going to be a joke, gotta hit that shit out of the park, yeah. Okay. Doppelbanger is kind of cool because that's very transparent.
That's
you,
you get it, right? Wasn't that your
time?
It definitely was fine, but I
would
say that it was probably bred from the environment.
That's true. All right, who wants to go first?
Peter!
Go on.
Hey, my name is Peter Bodden. I have known John Kim for, I guess, 5 years. I lived with John Kim when I first moved to LA. I was, you know, probably the most important relationship in his life prior to his marriage, but arguably I'm still the most important relationship he's ever had. My life tip, would be to always listen and appreciate other people's point of view and not be stuck in your own world all the time, and let other people in and allow difference of opinion to be allowed, tolerated, nurtured, and conversed. That's it.
John! Oh, it's Emily. And I just have to say, I'm very grateful to your friendship and to our relationship and to our early roots at CrossFit Hollywood. I remember meeting you in my mobility class, and I feel like you just keep popping up in my life, and now you are my husband's best friend. And I just feel so lucky that, you know, I have a family and you are a part of that. So thanks for everything you've done for my family. Thanks for all the good times. Thanks for inviting me to beautiful Lake Arrowhead and sitting here and hearing the birds and seeing the trees and being in nature and just feeling very lucky to know you and to love you and to, you know, have you a part of all of our lives. So thank you.
Hi kids, it's Roxanne. How do I know the John Kim? We met so many times, and every time I would see him again, he would say, "Hi, I'm John, nice to meet you." And I didn't like that. And then one day he remembered that he met me, and we've been friends ever since. Let's see, who's my doppelganger? Well, if it was for me, then I would want it to be like Selma Hayek or something. I want like my doppelganger banger to be Selma Hayek. And then David Duchovny for the other doppelganger. What's the one little nugget that I can say coming into my mid-40s soon? It's all just love and connections and being around people that you care about, and the rest is all bullshit and noise, and that's so corny, but that's the truth. And to feel good about who you are and the people you're around, and to remind people constantly that you care about them and that you love them. Love you, John Kim.
My name is Andrea Serkin. I know John because he and my best friend have a baby together now. My best friend Vanessa introduced me to him, and he's an amazing human being. You are listening to this, so it's you, not he. And I'm very appreciative to be at your birthday weekend. You're 48, I think. You're turning 48. So thank you for having me. And truly, one of my revelations has been this weekend, just realizing that even at my age, I'm feeling a little older and a little crustier, but being around such good old friends and someone like Vanessa, who I've known for 12 years, who's now the mama of your baby, is just a wonderful person. And John, you are a wonderful person who also bring other wonderful people together. And I was just excited to be here and like have a Zen moment and a beautiful weekend in a beautiful place with you beautiful people whom I know, but you also have introduced me to such beautiful people that I already love this weekend that are fun and amazing. So just says more about who you guys are, and it just made me feel good as like a 41-year-old old lady to kind of make new friends and have such a beautiful weekend and be really peaceful, because I've been kind of crazy lately and my life hasn't been so peaceful. So I'm super appreciative this weekend, and it just helped me to know that like there can be more great things, like even in crap there can come great moments and great beauty. So I appreciate it, and I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm also about to be an aunt very soon, so I needed this weekend to like downtime and be around some toddlers. So it just all in one meant a lot, and I hope you had a fabulous weekend, birthday boy. And thank you again for having me, and I will pass this phone on to somebody else. I'm here.
Okay, so my name is Ryan Rockford. I know John Kim from the gym, and I remember the first time I saw him, somebody said, "That guy is mean and doesn't talk to anyone." And so I immediately was drawn to him because people say the same shit about me. I think that we both have pretty aggressive fuck you face sometimes, and it's usually when you're not thinking about being mean to anybody. You're just like, it's just like your resting bitch face. But I don't know if it's that, but I felt like, oh, I can probably relate to that dude if that's what they say about him. And since then, somehow we became really great friends. And I think the other questions were, what was it? My doppelganger. No, I've never never banged a dude that looked like a celebrity, so I can't say that. Life revelations. I think that I've recently learned to focus on what I think of me above anything else. And that if I am my own North Star, that I will never be lost. Also that I can't date anyone who doesn't do the motherfucking dishes. That's all.
Okay, my name is Emily, and I met John Kim through my dear friendship with his partner Vanessa. And, well, something I specifically learned from John, actually, is the value of putting the car on the road before all the pieces are together, not needing to wait for everything to be perfect or like some imagined scenario before you just get going with the heart of the thing that you're trying to accomplish. So that has been very valuable and definitely a life practice more than just an idea or a concept but a practice. So I'll leave it there.
So my name is Tess, or Tez, according to John. I am John Kim's assistant. First and best assistant. my doppelganger is Jake Gyllenhaal. I slept with a guy who looked like Jake Gyllenhaal, and I only slept with him because he looked like Jake Gyllenhaal. And there was like no, you know, connection. It was all very lust and sexual, and I used to watch Jake Gyllenhaal movies before I would go over there and sleep with him. And it was all fun until he, you know, wanted me to like punch him in the face and stick my fingers up his butt, but I didn't do any of that because I was like a little too much out of my comfort zone, and he just got a little aggressive, but not towards me, but he wanted like me to get aggressive towards him and like beat him up and stuff, so that stopped. And then after that, I met a guy who looked like Johnny Depp, and that turned out to be my sociopathic ex-boyfriend who sent me to therapy, and if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have met John. So yeah. And then let's see, what else do I have? Oh, my next doppelganger that I'm hoping to come across is Evan Peters, the psychopath from American Horror Story, either sleeping with someone who looks just like him, or hopefully sleeping with the actual Evan Peters, because every time I write a screenplay, I try to find a character that he can play, and I'm gonna manifest that shit. Just wait. I'm gonna sleep with Evan Peters.
Alright, who's next?
It's really cool.
So I guess I'm the last one. This is Vanessa, aka John's baby mama. Let's see. How did I meet John? I manifested John. I tell everybody that. I don't know. I just like saw him one day after a friend sent me something that he had written. This was a while ago, obviously. And I just said to her, "Oh, I'm going to date this guy." And she was like, "I'm sorry, what?" And I was like, "Oh no, I'm going to date this guy." And without getting too deep into the story, the stars aligned and that's what happened. I manifested him. He is one of the best things that's ever happened to me. He brought me our amazing daughter. And I am forever grateful that for some reason my soul was just ready to bring him into reality. So what else? A revelation that I've had that actually has to do with John, too, is how much my soul, to use that word again, how much my soul has always craved calm. And now that I have so much more calm in my life, and I attribute that to John and to what we've been building together, I've never been happier. And I've done the whole like crazy parties, lots of friends around, go, 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 busy, busy. And being calm side by side with John is probably the happiest I've ever been.
My name is Andy Thompson, and I know John Kim because He used to send me lots of nudes, and eventually I accepted and we went on some dates and now we're best friends. But for real though, he was a member at my gym and now I can't get rid of the guy. And a revelation that I have recently come up with is the less I surround myself with the negativity in the outside world of what everybody's opinion and what everybody's concerned themselves with, the happier I am. So surrounding myself with the people that are in the same place, not trying to fight everyone, and just accepting who they are as they are and caring about their life in a relatively positive outlook. That has helped me a lot through these times. That's all. Bye.
Hi, I'm Malia Reynolds, and I know John Kim through my boyfriend Andy, and I also know John through our shared love interest of Taylor Dane song renditions, as well as white high-top sneakers from the 80s. My most recent revelation that's stuck out to me is something I'm working on, which is this idea of love not being conditional. And what that means to me is showing up in a relationship, whether it's to your significant other, a love interest, a friend, parents, siblings, whatever. And it's not showing up in this perfect picture that you've created to post on Instagram. It's being able to bring my full self, meaning engaging in conversations that may shine a spotlight on something I'm feeling vulnerable about, or even feeling insecure about, and taking the time to acknowledge that. And I think the idea of love being not conditional is not basing the love I'd like to bring to a relationship based off of the other person's actions. So I'm trying to not put so much energy in he or she should do this. What if I say this and they react this way and I think they should have responded this way in my head? It's more about what feels congruent to me, putting it on me, asking the questions of like, what do I feel I want to bring to this relationship no matter what? And to me, that's not conditional. To me, that is dipping my toe in the water. It's taking the risk. And that's hardcore love to me. That's constant communication, self-reflection, taking responsibility for actions and words, and trying to understand rather than be understood. And to me, that's not conditional. And that is my most recent revelation. So, yeah.
Listen, if you are great at helping other people and you have a passion for that and you want to find personal freedom and level up the skills you already have, it's time to become a life coach. Journey Coaching. When I became a coach, there was nothing like this out there. And so I developed this coaching training program alongside Noel Cordeaux, Journey Coaching. That's JRNI. And it is amazing. It's 100% live. It's everything that I wish I had when I was starting out. Meaningful, evidence-based education, real people, real community, lifetime support and business development, ICF certified. Just go to theangrytherapist.com, my website, and click on Become a Coach and explore the Journey Coaching Intensive. See you in class.